Week over week, we continue to see some softer cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Throughout the course of last week, we were watching a cash cattle market that was starting to soften, again, week over week. Friday morning, however, we woke up to news that the Trump administration removed the 40% tariff on Brazilian beef imports. Bob Linneman is with Kleist Commodities, based out of Watertown, South Dakota.
Yeah, it definitely has been. It's playing a factor, the knee-jerk reaction from the headline. Now, I do think the trade was expecting this, you know, after the Argentina announcement a couple weeks ago that kind of ignited the sell-off. I think that the expectations of trying to reduce domestic food expense, you know, food costs, the bigger player in the beef market out of South America is Brazil. So I think that the Argentina story was maybe just a little foreshadowing and the market maybe read into that, and that's why we are down. But it definitely opened up pretty aggressively to the downside. We have made some recoveries here, which is good. I think the headline today is the 40% tariff coming off out of Brazil and what that means.
And as we know, things do not happen just overnight. As a matter of fact, a lot of the warehouses start packing their warehouses a week, 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks ahead of time.
Warehouses that were stocked with beef that would normally be coming from Brazil with that tariff went into effect, they just stockpiled it. So a lot of that beef that maybe they were hoping wouldn't get hit with a tariff, that's going to get hit. That's going to flush the market, I guess, Keith, is the best way to say it.
And what's going on within the hog markets?
The hog market is definitely, I think, feeling the pressure from the cattle market as well. It's a sell everything type of environment right now, but on the chart, the technical momentum indicators are starting to move from bearish to neutral or maybe slightly friendly, a little bit bullish here.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.